I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coffee growers in Central America are facing a crisis. A fungus affects the crop. The Roya leaf rust fungus makes the plants lose their leaves and destroy some of the coffee beans. In Guatemala, two-thirds of the coffee is affected, and hundreds of thousands of jobs are at risk. Humphrey Hawksley reports from the Guatemalan Coffee Belt.
In a small coffee plantation on a lush hillside in Guatemala, Dina Monteroso tells her workers the latest news about a disease that's threatening their livelihoods. And as we walk through her small plantation, she shows row after row of ruined coffee plants struck by the Roya leaf rust fungus that's sweeping the whole of Central America.
So this is all the fungus, all
yes.
Here. As far as we can see, this red bean, this is how it should be.
Yes.
And then the one next to it is this black, horrible, shriveled bean. That's the fungus.
Yes. Yes, that's the fungus. And you can see the dust here, the orange one, is the Roya.
And you think this is because of climate change?
Yes, definitely, because now we have different temperatures. We have higher temperatures than last year, maybe 2 or 3 degrees, as we can see, and we have more humidity, and finally we have concentrated rain in very short periods of time.
In the nearby town, they ring the bell for morning mass. Fraijanes is a brand name of luxury coffee. 80% of the people here rely on it to make a living. First stop after the plantation is a processing plant. Young men heave bags off a truck. They're paid per bag, so no bags, no wages.
This Roya fungus, how much is that hurting you?
It affects us in our income in about 30%. If more beans were mature, it would make us work longer and have longer hours and get paid more.
Are you worried for yourselves and your families?
Yes, we're worried. We're very worried. It affects us as well as other people.
Guatemala's coffee growers have asked the government for $40 million to pay for a fungicide. Nils Leborowski, who heads Ana Cafe, representing the industry, warns of social unrest if these rural jobs are lost.
The impact is social. We will lose 200,000 jobs in the rural areas. You know that the coffee in Guatemala is in the 60% of the old land, and the problem is that all that people will not have job. These people maybe go to the cities to find jobs, and the problem is double.
Coffee growers in Fraijanes meet to work out what to do. The global industry is worth some $60 billion a year. But Dina Monteroso says margins are so tight that she doesn't have the money to stop the deadly fungus.
We are going to lose too many employees, and we need help because we produce a lot of money to the country, to our country. So what are we going to do?
The BBC's Humphrey Hawksley reporting from Guatemala. And before we take a break, did you see this video from North Korea? North Korea posted the music video online. In it, a man dreams about North Korean rockets in space. The soundtrack is We Are the World. The spirit, not so much. It ends with what looks like Manhattan in flames as bombs drop from the sky. The Kotaku website translated the text. It reads, "I see black smoke rising somewhere in America. It appears that the headquarters of evil is coming up in flames and its itself has ignited." The video was removed from YouTube after Activision complained that some of the animation was taken straight from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Come on, North Korea. Come up with your own terrifying artwork. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.